This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Through the inspections conducted so far, we have obtained a good knowledge of the industrial and scientific landscape of Iraq, as well as of its missile capability. But as before, we do not know every cave and corner.
Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector Hans Blix, on Friday, making his third and perhaps most measured progress report on Iraqi inspections to the UN Security Council since November. Dan Shore joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And Mr. Blix yesterday said that his arms inspectors haven't found weapons of mass destruction, but he said that doesn't mean they don't exist. He sort of described Iraqi cooperation as poor but improving. How do you see the debate playing out now?
Well, let's face it. The Bush administration lost one in the UN yesterday, and it lost a big one. The inspectors didn't give the U.S. anything that could be construed as supporting a mandate for military action, and the lineup in the Security Council against military action, reinforced now by demonstrations around the world, that's really quite impressive. It was also personally a bad day for Secretary Powell, I think. It was he who persuaded President Bush last September to go the U.N. route. Got to get a unanimous resolution, pave the way for action once it turned out that you couldn't play with the Iraqis. So they haven't disarmed Iraq. They've made just enough progress, as Hans Blix, mostly procedural, to say they should keep trying. Under the circumstances, the French Foreign Minister Villepin says, well, let's beef up the inspection teams, and he gets a very unusual round of applause in the Security Council. If President Bush wants to go to war now, it will not be with UN backing. Secretary Powell was supposed to submit a new draft resolution next week. I wonder now if he thinks it's worth doing.
Is the United States, the United Kingdom, in any position to, in a sense, declare victory, to say, look, Iraq is revealing, if grudgingly, the weapons of mass destruction. We're getting the intelligence from information. They're moving the stuff around like cockroaches when you turn on the lights.
Yeah.
And they're only doing this because we have force in the region. We'll keep the force there. It can move at any moment.
It would have been an interesting argument to make if they had made it a little bit earlier. But having said now, they don't believe a word of what Saddam Hussein is saying, and they don't think anything has happened that represents progress in that field. It would be a complete reversal to go back and say, oh, hey, we thought about it, and it's doing pretty well. It's an interesting argument. I don't think this administration can now make it.
And what do you make of Saddam Hussein issuing a presidential decree banning the importation or production of nuclear biological weapons?
He knows, he went to acting school, I guess. For him to ban production of these weapons means to ban himself. He is the producer. So who and what is he banning? It's not a little Saddam little gesture to keep us off balance.
Truly a method
actor. I'm not supposed to say us. Keep the United States government off balance.
Okay. There was a new Osama bin Laden tape that was broadcast on the Al Jazeera News Network this week, encouraged Iraqis to pull up their sleeves and launch a jihad against the United States and other aggressors. Anything that you found newly revelatory in this tape?
No, it's typical Osama bin Laden. I must say that when you read...
I guess we're assuming it's authentic. The CIA at least says it's authentic.
The U.S. government takes it as authentic, and so if it isn't Osama, somebody sounds an awful lot like him, I guess, is the way to say that. What is interesting is that Osama bin Laden tapes, be video or audio, have tended to come, maybe by coincidence, before an act of terrorism against the United States. Mm-hmm. It happened before the SS Cole, happened before September 11th, of course, happened before the bombing of the two embassies in Africa. Coincidence, maybe. The threat level, if you're talking about the Orange Alert, is supposedly based on information, not necessarily reliable information, but information. Whether we can, what we can judge from the so-called Osama bin Laden tapes is harder to tell.
Let's move on to North Korea, because there certainly was so much concentration on Iraq news and maybe some revelations this week. CIA Director George Tenet confirmed to Congress North Korea has a ballistic missile that is capable of reaching the west coast of the United States. Yet there's still no direct negotiations, talks, encounters, any kind of contact.
Before we leave the terrorism subject, yes, would you mind if I said something about duct tape?
Not at all.
Okay, because Washington has been especially on edge.
You don't think for a moment I'm going to say, sorry, we have to move on, do you? You want to say something about duct tape? Go ahead.
Well, yes, because especially in Washington, but in a lot of other places, people got very worried when they were told they better store food and water and sheeting and put in some duct tape. Mm-hmm. And they began putting on duct tape. And then some doctors said, hey, listen, you duct tape your room for about a few hours. Next thing you know, you're dying of suffocation. So next thing is the Homeland Security people came and said, look, we said buy the tape. We didn't say use the tape. And I'll tell you, the reason I have to talk about that is I'm so fascinated by the orchestration of American jitters.
Okay. All right.
Now,
Speaking of which...
You were saying North Korea.
North Korea, talking about jitters. Ballistic missiles capable of reaching the west coast of the United States. And so far there's no contact between the U.S. and North Korea.
Well, having refused to negotiate with North Korea, the United States now finds it difficult to negotiate without looking like a wimp. And so the American position is to try to turn this into a multilateral exercise, China, Japan, Russia, especially South Korea. North Korea continues playing its nuclear hand for all it's worth and says, nah, we want to see the big enchilada. And in the end, I suppose, they're going to probably get their way because I don't think the U.S. can afford to let them go on not only testing nuclear weapons but also testing long-range missiles. I mean, that's very bad for election in California.
And let me ask about the budget. Maybe we haven't talked as much about that in recent weeks as we should. Alan Greenspan came out this week against a tax cut. There are even some congressional Republicans who are beginning to question the wisdom of a tax cut at this time of obviously national urgency. You think the tax cut is in trouble?
Well, let me say that if Greenspan was up for reappointment, he would be in trouble. But I looked it up, and he serves until June 2004. Nobody fires the chief of the Fed just before the election. President Bush is running into some trouble, especially with Republicans, that's the interesting, in a Senate. He's running a $300 billion deficit, hasn't done anything yet about how to pay for a war in case there is a war. It is interesting how President Bush is viewed by citizens in the latest New York Times CBS poll. It's a little Reagan-esque. 54% of people approve of the way Bush is handling his job. Mm-hmm. Ask about his handling of foreign policy, goes down to 47%. Ask about his handling of the economy, goes down to 38%. So there's a little touch there. The majority like his performance, but get specific, and the figures drop, and that's sort of interesting.
And let me ask you about the omnibus bill that Congress cleared this week, I guess 32 pounds, nearly $400 billion spending bill.
And 3,000 pages of a bill.
approved 5 months late. Now, there are things in it like $90,000 for a cowgirl museum. Some people are scandalized by that. I happen to think it's a wise expenditure. $250,000 for beaver research in North Carolina. I don't know if there's a shortage. Is the Congress displaying a sense of statesmanship about the times in which we live when there's
no, it's one of the great scandals of the way we are governed today, is that they let it go on so that it's the October 1st year starts, and here we are in February, and they're still trying to write a budget for it. It's 3,000 pages. Everybody holds his nose and votes for it, and nobody bothers to look at it as long as he's gotten his piece of pork.
Okay. Thanks very much. Dan Shore.
Pleasure, I think.